What if I told you that Uzbekistan is soon to be at the top of your travel bucket list? Famous for its Silk Road cities, this is a country of vast deserts, ancient merchant towns, and stunning blue-tiled architecture. Uzbekistan has gone through sweeping policy changes to modernize and open up to the world in recent years, and more Uzbekistan is becoming a popular destination. In this episode of From the Lobby, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the country's massive transformation and the rich ancient history you can find here. My name is BT Tao, and this is From the Lobby, talking all things travel, culture, history, and politics from around the world. To quickly set the scene for you, Uzbekistan is in the heart of Central Asia, a majority Muslim country historically formed through Turkic migration. Amir Timur, the Prince of Destruction, is heralded as the father of Uzbekistan, whose military conquests in the 1300s and defeat of the Mongol invasion paved the way for a cultural identity, evolving eventually to become modern-day Uzbekistan. When you think of the Middle Ages, you might think of knights and castles, but you probably wouldn't imagine huge observatories and centers of learning where enormous advancements were made in science, astrology, geography, and mathematics. Modern-day Uzbekistan flourished during the Islamic Golden Age, in tandem with the cultural exchange and riches of the Silk Road. For example, we have modern-day Uzbekistan to thank, or not to thank, for algebra. It's the World Heritage Town of Kiva that lays claim to the father of algebra, the birthplace of the 9th century pioneering mathematician that changed the world with his contributions to algebraic equations. It's in Samarkand that you can see remains of the Observatory of Ulugbek, one of the most advanced observatories in the world, built in the 1400s. Astrological advancements were made alongside the pursuit of religious learnings, where they may have studied the sun and moon to help determine prayer times and to locate Mecca. In Tashkent, you can visit the Samarkand Quran, one of the earliest manuscripts of the Quran, dated as early as the 8th century. You can see with your own eyes one of the most influential texts to humankind. These are just some of the reasons why tourists are making the journey to Uzbekistan. Now, jumping forward to the modern day, Uzbekistan is a country that is on the other side of massive political and cultural changes. After breaking away from the Soviet Union in 1991, the decades following were ruled by the former president Islam Karimov, and many have described his rule as being with an iron fist. To give you an example, it was only a few years ago that the state-led forced labor was abolished, ending decades of forced cotton harvesting for millions of Uzbek people, including children. Other changes triggered by the death of their former president include social media no longer being banned, expanding women's rights, and opening up their economy to the world. Tourism is playing a key part in their economic growth, with many tourists, including Australians, now able to enter the country visa-free. We felt really safe in Uzbekistan. There are dedicated tourist police who are there to assist tourists with any issues, and the people are super kind. Before you go, be sure to read up and be mindful of cultural etiquette. Unfortunately, a barrier that still remains for some is their position on homosexuality, which is still illegal. And it is perhaps the last barrier for tourists to truly feel safe visiting Uzbekistan. Tashkent, Samarkand, Bukhara, and Kiva are the main destinations. Cities full of ancient mosques, universities, and still thriving bazaars. These cities are connected via trains, and if you brave the overnight sleeper trains, it can be a great opportunity to interact with locals, mainly done through Google Translate and the exchange of food. Uzbekistan feels like a country on the verge of being a massive tourist destination, which is no surprise thanks to the rich religious, historical, and architectural offerings. That's all I have time for today. My name is BT Tao, and this has been From the Lobby, coming to you from Uzbekistan. You're listening to 2SER. Back to you in the studio.